From Spark and Anvil and NumberSense. This is Estimator Ernie in Chapter 1 of the NumberSense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The first thing Maya learned about Estimator Ernie was his jelly bean story. He had won a giant jar of them when he was 8. He told this story at the start of almost every conversation. He wasn't embarrassed at all. He told it with a cheerful confidence, like it was the most amazing thing that had ever happened. And maybe it was. There was a county fair, a wobbly card table, a huge glass jar packed with jelly beans. A sign said, "Guess how many? Closest guess wins the jar." 300 kids guessed, but only one kid, 8-year-old Ernie, guessed 847. He was off by only 9. He took the jar home. For a whole week, he didn't eat a single jelly bean. He was too busy just looking at them. "That was the day I knew," he would always say, his voice full of wonder. "That was the day I knew estimation was the best thing in the whole world." Maya was 10. She'd been using the NumberSense app for 3 weeks, and she was skeptical. To her, estimation was just a fancy word for guessing, and guessing was basically cheating. It was what you did when you didn't know the real answer. How could that be the best thing in the world? Estimator Ernie had a very clear answer. "Estimation isn't guessing," he said on Maya's 3rd day with the app. "It's making your guess smart. You use what you already know to get as close as you can. It's the opposite of cheating. Cheating is when you skip the thinking. Estimation is doing the thinking in 10 seconds instead of 10 minutes. The thinking is harder, not easier. It's just way faster." "Why is it harder?" Maya asked. "Because when you calculate, you just follow the rules. You add this, you multiply that. But when you estimate, there are no rules on paper. You have to look at a problem and just feel where the answer lives. You have to know a little bit about how the world works."
Maya wasn't so sure, but she was curious. The NumberSense app always started the same way. A problem would pop up, then a 10-second timer would start ticking. You had to type in a guess before it ran out. No pencils, no paper, no calculators. Only after you guessed did the app show the real answer. Maya hated the estimate phase at first. The 10-second timer was a tiny ticking bomb. Her brain would freeze. She just wanted to write the problem down the way her teacher taught her. But the timer took all her tools away. Tick, tick, boom. "Those tools are for calculating later," Ernie said when she complained. "The estimating part has its own tool." "What tool?" Maya asked. "Your gut," Ernie said. "What feels true?" "That's not a tool," Maya grumbled. "It's the most important one you've got," he said. "You use it all the time. When your mom asks how long till you're ready, and you say, like, 5 minutes, you're estimating. You're just practicing it on purpose here." Maya thought about that. The next problem flashed on the screen. "How many words does the average book have?"
10 seconds. Her mind went completely blank. 1 million? 1,000? She'd read hundreds of books. She had never once thought to count the words. With 3 seconds left, she jabbed at the screen. She typed 10,000. It was a nice round number. That was her only reason. The timer buzzed. The real answer appeared. About 70,000 for a typical novel. She was off by 60,000 words. She felt her face get hot. It was a terrible guess. Estimator Ernie popped up on the screen. He was munching on a jelly bean. "That was a good first guess," he said. "It was 60,000 words off." "Yep," Ernie said, not bothered at all. "But now you know something new. You know books are way bigger than you thought. Your next guess will be better. That's the whole point. Estimation isn't about being perfectly right. It's about getting closer and closer." "I want to be perfectly right," Maya muttered. "That's a different job," Ernie said. "That's for calculating. Estimating's job is to make you a pro at being roughly right." Maya thought about it for a long time.
The next day, a new prompt appeared.
How many seconds are in a week?
10 seconds. Okay, don't panic, she told herself. Break it down. 60 seconds in a minute. 60 minutes in an hour. That's 3,600 seconds per hour. A day has 24 hours. That's roughly 86,000 seconds. A week has 7 days. 7 times 86,000 is, she rounded again, about 600,000. She typed 600,000 just as the timer hit zero. The compute phase revealed the answer. 604,800. She was so close. Ernie appeared again, holding another jelly bean. Now that was a good guess, he said, with a huge grin. Maya stared at the screen. That felt different, she said. How so? It felt like I actually knew what I was doing.
You did, Ernie said. You just used a real estimation technique. You broke the problem into pieces. You rounded at each step. You did it without even thinking about it. Maya thought about that first story, the one about the jelly bean jar. Is that what you did? She asked, when you were 8?
Exactly, Ernie said. I looked at the jar. I figured it was about as tall as my arm, from my elbow to my fingers, about 18 inches. A jelly bean is about an inch long, so 18 jelly beans stacked up. Then I looked at the bottom. It was as wide as my hand, 4 jelly beans across. A layer on the bottom would be 4 by 4. That's 16 jelly beans, so 16 in a layer times 18 layers. He paused. That gets you to about 288, but that was for a square jar. This one was round, so I doubled it. The jelly beans were also pretty small, so I doubled it again. Then I added a little more, just for luck, and I landed on 847. Maya's jaw dropped. You did all that in your head?
Took me about 12 seconds, Ernie said. I was a little slow back then. I'm faster now.
Maya stared at his smiling face on the screen. Teach me, she said. Estimator Ernie's smile got even wider. That's what I'm here for. And for the first time since she downloaded the app, Maya didn't feel scared of the 10-second timer. She felt something warmer and steadier in her chest. A little spark of, I can do this. The numbers hadn't changed. She had. And that felt good.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Estimator Ernie. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.